Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Let's turn to that horrific crash in upstate New York over the weekend that killed 20 people. A stretch limousine driving friends and family members to a party plowed through an intersection, hit a parked vehicle and two pedestrians before winding up in a ravine. And we want to take a look at limo safety with Raul Arbeláez. He's vice president for the Vehicle Research Center at the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety. Raul, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
We're hearing now that the limo had failed an inspection last month, and it really should not have even have been on the road. From a safety perspective, what are your first thoughts about all this?
Yeah, there are many red flags here with this crash, and of course, not knowing the details, and I know authorities are looking into it, but certainly one of the things to look for is whether this vehicle was roadworthy. And beyond that, making sure that the driver was licensed and trained to drive a vehicle this big, this heavy, with this many people.
It was a 2001 Ford Excursion that had been converted into a stretch limo. Essentially, it had been cut in half and then made to be larger. Can you explain how that works?
Yeah, so when Ford originally produced this vehicle, they engineer these things from the ground up, from the time they start with their computer models to make sure that they comply with federal safety standards. Once that vehicle's turned over from a manufacturer to a vehicle modifier, you start cutting up a vehicle and extending it. They make these vehicles roadworthy, but all of those changes don't necessarily make it crashworthy. And the biggest change that's taken out of these vehicles is you no longer have forward-facing seats that have seatbelts for all positions.
You're also making the vehicle much larger. Well, how does that affect the performance of it?
Yeah, so making a vehicle that much longer, that much heavier, you know, you're starting off with a vehicle that's in the curb weight range of 6,000 to 7,000 pounds, and with 18 occupants in it, you're in the ballpark of about another 3,000 pounds. So you're taking a vehicle now that the same four tires and brakes need to now slow down and handle very well, a vehicle weighing, you know, 10,000 to 13,000 pounds. That's a lot to ask of a vehicle.
And you have a driver who isn't properly licensed to drive a vehicle of that size. I mean, is there a certain amount of training that you would need to learn how a vehicle like that operates on the road?
Absolutely. In the same way that we expect our professional bus drivers to be acquainted with large buses and our pilots to know how to handle an aircraft and the routes they're going to travel, we would expect the same thing for professional limo drivers.
And just briefly, would you recommend people travel in a limo like this? Would you get into one?
I would start by saying that limos are a very safe form of transportation. If, you know, consumers pick a reputable company, make sure that the equipment that they've hired out is in good condition and that the driver that they've hired is professional, is trained and has a commercial driver's license. It is certainly a much safer alternative for folks that are looking to go out and celebrate and avoid drinking and driving.
Raul Arbeláez, Vice President for the Vehicle Research Center at the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety. Raul, thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you.